Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let us remember with thanksgiving what God has done through his servant Kathleen. Kathleen May Stolt, knee dragger, was given life by her creator and was born in Cairo, Michigan on August 5, 1942, the child of Peter A. Dragger and Mary Ann Stolt, knee Spencer. Shortly thereafter, she received the gift of holy baptism and became a child of God. Later, she was admitted to the sacrament of the altar to receive the medicine of immortality, Christ's life-giving body and blood. On August 3, 1963, at Ascension Lutheran Church in Saginaw, Michigan, God, through Pastor Cradler, joined together in holy matrimony Kathleen and her spouse, Irwin F. Stolt. They were blessed with the gift of sons, Neil and Nelson. God further blessed Kathleen's life with many other special people as she served God in her vocations at home, church, work, and in the community. Finally, on January 28, 2015, God blessed Kathleen at the age of 72 with a holy death and took her soul to heaven to rest and to await the resurrection of the body. She is survived by her sister, husband, sons, daughters-in-law, nieces, and grandchildren. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give thanks to God our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord for our sister in Christ, Kathleen. Dear Irwin, Neil, friends and family of Kathleen, members of our Redeemer Lutheran Church, and other brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. As some of you know, I had the privilege of ministering to Kathleen 1 week ago, last Tuesday afternoon, before God Wednesday summoned her soul from this veil of tears to our eternal home. With eyes open, she gave me her attention as I read her Psalm 23, prayed with her, commended her to God's care, and at the conclusion of my visit, blessed her. In connection with Psalm 23, I spoke to her about God's continued shepherding of her, even through the valley of the shadow of death. And in connection with Psalm 23 and the rest of our readings this day on that same shepherding theme, I now speak to you about Kathleen, the Lord's Lamb. As you probably know, Kathleen went out of this life to a great extent as she came into it, totally dependent on the care of others. After her birth, Kathleen's parents fed her and tended to her needs, and for the last 6 years, nursing home staff have largely done the same. Kathleen's diabetes and her other afflictions, her diseases, and her death are vivid reminders of the consequences of sin in this world that God created perfect, but humankind soon corrupted. Like our first parents, all we after them have gone astray. Every one of us has turned to his or her own way. If you saw Kathleen's earthly remains yesterday, you saw that she looked quite lovely, although I'm sure not as lovely as she looked when she was younger. Beauty fades, a truth that the first part of the Old Testament reading uses to contrast us sinful beings to our holy God. All flesh is like grass that withers, and the beauty of all flesh is like the flower of the field that withers. But the word of our God, and much more God himself, stands forever. We are impotent, perishing, and limited. But God is omnipotent, eternal, and all-determining. Kathleen's parents were mindful of that contrast between sinners and God, and so shortly after her birth, they brought Kathleen to a baptismal font, much like the one here. At that font, with water and the word of holy baptism, God forgave Kathleen's original sin and all her sins. He rescued her from death and the devil, and he gave her eternal salvation as she believed in Jesus Christ. Kathleen came into the church dependent on others, God working through her parents and her pastor to make her his child. Throughout her life, Kathleen lived by the power of the Holy Spirit in that baptismal grace, drowning her sinful nature as she repented of her sin and letting her redeemed nature arise so that she ultimately could live before God in righteousness and purity forever. As we heard in the epistle reading, the God-man Jesus suffered and died on the cross to make Kathleen and all people holy, righteous, and pure. He did that through his own blood, the blood of the eternal covenant. God the Father, who shares the same divine substance as Jesus, laid on Jesus the iniquity, the sins of us all. After Jesus paid the price for our sin, the God of peace raised our Lord Jesus, the great good shepherd of the sheep, and resurrected from the dead, Jesus sent out other under-shepherds to feed his lambs, to tend his sheep. So in Kathleen's more than 34 years as a member here at Our Redeemer, she had a number of such under-shepherds, including Pastor Bragdon, who is away in Maine. Of course, we could say that Kathleen did some shepherding of her own, mothering her two sons, her niece Heather, who was like a daughter to her, and the more than 20 foster children who came through her home. Also a longtime Sunday school teacher, Kathleen would want each one of us fully dependent on God to hear and favorably receive God's call to repent of our sin and to trust him to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake. She would want each one of us to favorably receive God's call to be baptized and so made God's child as she was. And she would want each one of us who believe to eat the family meal in the sacrament of the altar as she did, receiving bread that is Christ's body and wine that is Christ's blood, given and shed for her, for you, and for me, for the forgiveness of our sins, and so for life and salvation. In the gospel reading, we heard Jesus say that his sheep hear his voice, that he knows them, and they know him, that he gives them eternal life, that they will never perish, and that no one will snatch them out of his hand. For no one is greater than his Father. Kathleen was a sheep, a lamb of the Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd. She heard his voice. He knew her, and she knew him. He gave her eternal life. She has not perished, and no one has snatched her out of his hand. We who believe know that even now, while her mortal remains are before us, Kathleen's soul is alive and present with the Lord. Kathleen loved to travel, going all over the world, from what I understand, even though at least one particular trip into one particular place came at a rather dangerous time. In a sense, she has one more trip to make, but no danger is involved in this one. In the second part of the Old Testament reading, God gives the prophet Isaiah a vision of the Lord tending his flock like a shepherd, gathering the lambs in his arms, carrying them in his bosom, and gently leading those that are with young. So when he returns, Kathleen and all those who have gone before us in the faith, reunited with their bodies, come with and before the Lord as his reward and recompense. Erwin, in our conversations this past week, I appreciated your telling me how you and Kathleen met and literally fell in love at a roller skating rink. And you recognized how God brought you through more than 51 years of marriage, although bumpy at times, enabling you both to take a little and give a lot. Now, in a sense, is one of those bumpy times, but you are being given all that you need. If you, by God's grace, Persevere in this faith as Kathleen did. You will see your beloved wife, mother, aunt, or other relative, our sister in Christ, Kathleen, the Lord's Lamb, again on the last day. As I had the privilege of ministering to you all, to her last Tuesday, so I have the privilege of ministering to you all today. Be comforted in your grief at the temporary loss of Kathleen's soul from this world. She has been delivered from her earthly afflictions. And at the resurrection, when you see her next, she and you will have glorious bodies, so much better than these that are, they are not even worth comparing to them. As the Lord Jesus has shepherded Kathleen, so also he will shepherd us all the days of our lives. As our psalm put it, in green pastures, beside still waters, in paths of righteousness, through the valley of the shadow of death, until all who believe dwell together with him in the Lord's house forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.